Yes, it was a cracker weekend's fishing. The guys got a lot of edible, hell of a lot of edibles. Black tip dinghies on chocker, a couple small GTs. There were some stumpies and the McGrunters, quite a few shad, some cob thrown in there as well.
Trust me, you want to hear the Durban report because it is the highlight of this week's show. This is where all the action is happening.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Hello, brothers and sisters of angling. Welcome to the Angler News KZN Fishing Report. Now, the title of the show is The Big Fish Are Awakening. And why is that the title? Well, because in this week's show, we are talking about some monster shad, some monster cooter, monster bronze bream, monster rockard, and huge amounts of cob, and the abundance of non-eds that are still around. It is absolutely epic in KZN, and this is just the starting of it. It's just awakening up now. The darkness is longer, the temperature is cooler, and the fish are coming out to play. That edible fish are coming out to play. And not just play, they are pulling those lines from anglers. Guys, this is the time we've been waiting for. This is that season. Let's get into it. Let's get into this week's report to tell you exactly where those fish are. But before we do, huge shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing. From carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Now, guys, we've got a lot to go through in the show, and it's all exciting news, except for in Durban. Well, some news that just broke out today. There are three beaches closed, and that is Laguna Beach, Doonside Beach, and Winkelspruit. Now, that is due to, once again, the high levels of E. coli. However, the question many people ask me, can we still fish there? And yes, you can. You just cannot swim there. The beaches that are still closed are just Blue Lagoon. And well, if you want updates, we will be updating you very shortly. It's just unfortunately right now we don't have anything to update you with. So that is Blue Lagoon fully closed for fishing. The rest of the beaches, yes, the news broke out. The beaches are closed, but they are still open. Well, for fishing anyway, just no swimming. Now, if you want to know about the fishing in Durban, well, stick around for about another 5 to 6, 7 minutes. Guys, we're going to get there. And trust me, you want to hear the Durban report because it is the highlight of this week's show. This is where all the action is happening. But for now, let's kick it off down the South Coast with our South Coast guru, Adam, with what's been going on there. And then we're going to jump to Ray Thompson as we move further up the coastline.
So things have been a little bit of a lucky packet down here on the South Coast. And by that, I mean it's predominantly been non-eds with a handful and a very finite amount of edible fish. I know in Tulumi area, the guys have been getting a bit of blacktail, a bit of bream. I know I see the Southport Sea Park area just below Hibernian, the guys have been getting a couple there. But in terms of anywhere near the main areas, Orange Rocks, they've just been getting non-eds. Well, Jap getting a couple there. Again, Margaret Pier, non-eds. Unfortunately, we've got Ivan down in Port Edward, non-eds again. I know even the guys in the Transkei are predominantly getting non-eds. So at this stage, I think if you actually wanted a fish finish, if you had to stick your hand in a lucky packet and pick one of those plastic jobs, you're probably going to have more luck in that sense. But yeah, we've even got the Walden brothers also on the coast just getting hounds and greys and stuff. So yeah, at this stage, I don't know, Vinesh. The water is slightly getting a bit better. It's going that discolored ginger beer color, which we know is very good for cob. There have been reports of a few smaller cob popping up, just making size, a couple of smaller undersized ones. But yeah, definitely not fireworks. Even the guys deep sea are not really catching anything to write home about at this stage. And I see even the bass side guys have just been getting a couple of small fry here and there. Yeah, it's been very lucky packet down here. If I was coming down for the weekend though, I would maybe want to try the rivers. You're definitely going to get something there. If you were going to try for an edible fish, I'd try between Hibernian and Port Shepstone area where the water is a lot cleaner. As we know, the Umzumkulu brown water normally pushes out and southward. So I would try up those areas unless maybe we have some favorable winds, and maybe then the water will clear up and we can definitely target that. So here's to crossing fingers, Vinesh, for the weekend. Otherwise, everyone out there, stay safe, tight lines, and let's see those
catches.
Thank you, Adam Lyon. So, non-ed fest down the South Coast, but we are moving into more edibles, and Ray Thompson is going to tell us more about that.
Port Edward all the way through to Shepparton. Water is cleaning up in that vicinity, and of course, with the water cleaning up, we got bronze bream. There were carb, there were rock hard, and a few lanterns, as well as a sprinkling of our shared season starting. You can see it happening down there. And guys, Fennington all the way through to Scottborough. Again, the odd sandy. And again, there were also quite a few grey sharks in that vicinity as far as non-eds go. There were cob at Umkomaas. There were some black-tipped kingies, the Mams and Toti, all the way through to Mbogantwini. Quite a lot of cob. Some black-tipped kingies were also caught in that vicinity. Looking forward, the best fishing day is going to be this Saturday. So tight lines, guys. This is Ray Thompson from Angler News South Africa. Enjoy your fishing.
Thank you, Raymond, and enjoy our fishing. We shall do after that report. Yes, absolutely. Sounding good, looking good. Now, what's happening on the freshwater? Well, we're going to jump to Jan before we head back down to the coastline in the North Coast.
Hey there, guys. So we've had a bit more rain and yet more rain, but it does seem that we've turned a corner over the last week or so. So once again, I'm going to dare to stick my foot out and hopefully not put my foot in my mouth and say that with the nighttime temperatures now being decidedly chilly and with those clear, crisp mornings all of a sudden, it does finally feel like autumn. So we bid you a hearty welcome and welcome once again. And it's about time. That being said, stream flows are still torrenting, and with the rivers bank to bank and dirty, with plenty of water in the lands at the present, it's going to be a while yet before we can expect perfect stream conditions. But they are on their way, that I can promise you. Even with cabin fever raging at an all-time high, there hasn't been any returns from the Natal Fly Fishers Club river anglers. So unfortunately, nothing to report here. On the upside, with the cooler temperatures and probably a good couple of degrees cooler up on top of the berg, is that the Bushman's River is down to 15 degrees centigrade. And if you are headed out river fishing, chuck nymphing, quote unquote, is what's required. With heavily weighted nymph style flies in the form of perdigons and guns, chop tip, fish a lightly weighted or an unweighted nymph as a trailer to give the fly some movement, and with the perdigon or the gun serving to get it down in the zone, although they do get eaten too. Less than a handful of returns from the NFFC stillwater anglers, and not a fish to see between them, unfortunately. Waters are still off color from the runoff and warm, sitting at 19 or 20 degrees. One report mentioned that a stillwater was teeming with frogs and minnows, so hopefully the cooler temperatures will now start to positively affect the stillwaters and the fish will begin their pre-winter feeding frenzy. Bigger flies should be the norm now, woolly buggers, minnow patterns, and chunky dragonfly nymphs. The bass are still apparently running below the radar. Not a peep from Albert Falls Dam. Last weekend saw event 3 in the Joey's Tournament Trail Series taking place on Mid-Mud Dam, and with no formal results or pictures around yet, we look forward to reporting when they become available. So guys, do stop in at Kingfisher for the best in tackle advice, and this is Jan Korobal reporting for Angler News South Africa from Kingfisher Maritime.
Thank you, Jan. Sheesh, that was a tough report. Yeah, not too much to report on. However, we do know it's autumn and that stillwater fly fishing sessions are going to start. I am looking forward to it. My trips are booked. I can't wait. And Jan will be keeping us informed as soon as that really starts picking up. What happened to the bass? Well, I have no idea. And why are those guys keeping their crowd so close? Well, bass anglers, I guess. Now, the North Coast. Guys, this is where we've had some action. In fact, the shed on our cover is where that action is from. Together, that's where the shed has been. But not just there. Starting off in Ballito, the guys has been getting some bream. Together, obviously, like you can see, there's been some shed. Not just that one huge shed out there, but a good other couple shared with that. There's also been some cob that's been coming out of Tugela, and there's been some non-eds along the coastline. In fact, when I say some, I mean literally ones and twos. It wasn't fireworks on the non-eds. So you can see that shift is happening, and you know what? We are ready for it because it's just going to get better week by week. Now, if you're looking for some offshore action, well, we've had the Amshlanga Ski Boat Festival that happened this week, and trust me, guys, there were a lot of fish. I've never seen this amount of cooter in a long time. Winning one was 28 kilos, but there were plenty over the 20 kilo mark and a ton of them over the 16 kilo mark. So Kuta were wild. Snook were wild. I've seen a whole lot of Dorado coming out there as well. And even further up north, I'm talking St. Lucia side. I mean, all my reports on those groups that I'm on, the guys are getting that Kuta. So it's looking very strong up on the North Coast on the offshore side. But it's not just there. Durban is firing as well, and we have got Mike V and Brad Krubler to tell us all about it.
How's it, guys? Yes, it was a cracker weekend's fishing. The guys got a lot of edibles, hell of a lot of edibles. Black tip kingies on chaka, a couple of small GTs. There were some stumpies in the mix, grunters, quite a few shared, some cobs thrown in there as well. There was quite a lot of edible bite in the mix there as well. Saw a picture of a lovely honeycomb at Glen Ashley, 90 plus, absolute rock, giant honeycomb. Some nice sandies all the way from as far as I heard Blue Rock Gully all the way up to Glen Ashley. They're going to Belito that side. Some lovely sandies in the beaches. The guys did very well. The beaches did work very well this weekend. On the ski boat and paddle ski side, lots of snook and cooter as the ski boat, Triple ski boat comp just happened. So the guys got some lovely fish. The bottoms, the guys were getting some rock cod and slingers and all that stuff. In the bay, the guys got beautiful grunter. Some beautiful specimens of grunter were caught in the bay. Lovely, lovely fish. Between that, there's a lot of those half cob, snapper salmon as well. Kings are a little bit on the quiet side. Not sure why. They should be trying quite well this time of year, but they've gone a bit quiet. Springer are missing, but yeah, everything will start up again. As soon as I think the water temperature might be a bit up. As soon as that chills down a bit, I think they'll all start again properly. Thanks, guys. This is Mike V for ANSA News.
Good day, guys. It's Brad here from Rinsky Fishing Charters. Yeah, with your ski boat fishing report for the Durban area. The last week has actually been pretty good. The weather has improved a lot. Seas cleaned up nicely and the fishing has been pretty good. So starting off in the shallows, there's been quite a few snook and some really good cooter coming out all the way from the bluff side all the way to Umhlanga. So it's basically the whole coastal area across Durban. On going into the deeper side, bottom fishing has been actually pretty on fire with plenty of slingers and soldiers. The nice rock rods, half cob have started to show their faces in quite numbers. And then also this off the Umhlanga side on the shallow reefs, there's also been some really good grunters coming out as well. So fishing has been pretty good. So guys, this is Brad for Angling News South Africa.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. I absolutely love it. What a way to end off the show with that amount of fish, that amount of species, that size of fish. Monster fish are awakening. Oh, I love it. Absolutely love it. This is what we've been waiting for. And it's right here on our doorstep. Oh, boys. So here's a sneak peek, right? We've got a new show coming out soon. I'm super excited about that as well. What a great time to be alive in the realm of angling. All right, so I'm not going to tell you too much about that. So you're going to have to listen out for us. Follow our socials, Angler News SA. You can find us on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, East Coast Radio, Spotify, Apple Pods, wherever. And if you want to get in touch with us, if you want to send us those catches, if you want to claim those bragging rights and make it on the cover of our podcast, well, mail them to me, vinesh@anglingtimes.co.za. I will be glad to publish those images. So with that being said, be prepared, be ready. The good times are here. We're at the dawn of it. And until the next one.
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.